Yo, 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 what's up all you burner stoners and potheads? This is Weedman 420 with the Weedman 420 Chronicles. How are all you vipers doing, Mrs. Weedman?
Mr. Weedman.
How the hell are you?
Today, I'm great.
You know why?
Why?
It's day two of our 50-year anniversary 420 recording and also our 200th episode. And we have a special guest in the house, Chris from Made Gallery. How you doing, brother?
I appreciate you guys having me in and also filming in this beautiful location.
This is the first time we're out of our studio, out of the basement session. We are in a wonderful, wonderful setting here. I super appreciate it. But before we get started, get talking about who the fuck is Chris, let's smoke.
Yeah, sounds good.
Tell us who we got. Who you brought into the house for the session today?
Today we got a donut that was hand rolled by one of our in-house rollers, Cody from Coco Customs.
Happy birthday, Cody!
Yeah, it's his actual birthday today, so asking him to do this was a big favor. Inside we got 2 grams of flour by Superlative Solventless from Michigan, one of our biggest supporters. I believe it's some Juicy J that he grows.
Ooh.
And then we have pretty much a half gram of rosin that he also presses. I believe that is some of the Go-Gurts.
Way to start the show.
we went
high and heavy over there. So while we're smoking, I admire the hell out of you, Chris. And why? Because you're a private business owner who's been doing this for some time. I would call you an OG in the industry, which you've been doing. So while we got you here in the sesh, who the fuck are you, and how did Made Gallery get its start?
Well, I mean, pretty much it started, it's our 14th year. Pretty much started back in the day. Pretty much, funny thing is, right across the street from where we are now in Union Park. It was at the end of one of the first North Coast music festivals. I do a lot of tour stuff. So back in the day, I used to go to Bonnaroo a lot. I used to do the Coachellas. Used to go to Rock the Bells tour. And we used to only be able to do, the only cup that existed was the High Times Cup in Amsterdam. So a lot of times I go out there with Grassroots and Hitman Glass to explore different hashes. And that was pretty much the only scene that existed. And pretty much got tired of traveling. It became like I really wanted a brick and mortar store that people could come to come see the glass. I used to meet a lot of amazing artists online before pretty much the internet and Facebook and Instagram. So I was meeting these artists firsthand, whether I was in New York City, whether I was in Tennessee, whether I was out west in California, and pretty much meeting them face to face, you know, and exploring the different arts, which, you know, then grew into pipes, you know, so it was distributing a lot of high-end art pipes around the country to a lot of head shops. And I just wanted my own brick and mortar. I was tired of sort of like giving the best away. I wanted to display it. And it was also just giving the community a place to gather to hopefully smoke one and meet each other. Just because back then it was just more underground. It was tougher to meet people. People didn't want to sit at a table and talk about weed in public, you know, which was always unfortunate and uncomfortable. But now it's completely evolved to you could be sitting at many tables with many people discussing cannabis.
Sweet. Can I get a hit of that, Jay? It looks fantastic. It smells delicious. So once again, tell me what's in this.
In there is some Superlative Solventless Juicy J indoor, and then with some rosin that will be the rosin's. Oh, fuck, I'm trying to remember.
It's all right.
The rosin's some Go-Gurts also that he presses.
Oh, there we go. I was watching him roll that earlier before we got started, and it was pretty.
That's nice.
And smelled fantastic when I got a little smell of it too. So I love it. The story of this gallery, and when we first met, the first time I got to meet you, when we did, we came here for an event, and I was in awe of the artwork, the glass, the clothing line, also the office where Smoke Singles is at, and a cool kitchen with some great food. I thought it was a great spot. And then we came here for New Year's, and Mr. Wee Man fell out, greened out, smoked a little bit too much hash.
I remember that very well. I believe you were smoking the gun in the back.
I didn't get a chance to smoke the gun because I was too high. Mrs. Wee Man got it especially, so that was great. So, but I admire the hell out of you. Took a chance in life, started your own business. And I love mom and pop shops. I love privately owned businesses. I'm not a corporate head. But I'm an aspiring entrepreneur. So is Mrs. Wee Man. So what advice would you give somebody like myself or somebody out there that would like to start something, their own business, and enter this industry? What kind of advice would you give them?
I mean, I guess the best advice to give is, one, don't ever give up. You know, it's one of those things that with cannabis, there's so many things against you. You know, whether it's a grower trying to grow, having their first whatever mistake within the grow and quitting after the first couple rounds. no matter what, you fail, and don't be afraid to fail. You know, it's one of those things with cannabis. It's tough. There's so much against you to do business. You can't borrow from banks. You got to do it with your own money. You got to support your other friends around you. With us, it's a lot of it is collabing too. You know, work with other brands that support you. Notice those people that are coming to your events, you know, supporting you. The biggest thing too also is just like, you know, just have a goal in mind, you know, to break, you know, whether it's unattainable, unreachable, you know that you could break it. Because I've seen so many people in the cannabis industry, you know, doubt themselves until they put themselves up against others and see how much of success they could have in the industry.
Love it.
Good
love
advice.
It. Yeah, that's great advice. Just go out there and get it. And like I said, don't quit. You know, I love it. So what does it entail? What's Made Gallery? What's the future for Made Gallery? Where, I mean, you had two shops, right, for a while. Now you have this beautiful place. What's the future entail for you?
Yeah, pretty much two main goals right now. One, we're trying to increase the space now. You know, we pretty much are packed to the gills with a lot of our VIP events and private parties that we have. You know, now we want to start incorporating like live music, you know, bigger events, whether it's bigger rolling classes, whether it's having more celebrities come in. So hopefully we're looking at a building right now so we could grow, you know. And then ultimate goal after that is to be in another city. You know, we were in LA for 3-4 years before the pandemic. You know, and we had to shut down that spot. But, you know, the goal is to be back in LA, or also Miami's on that list as well, to hopefully be in another city to bring you a private club or to bring you events.
Sweet. I love it. I love it. So one last thing, plug away, man. Tell us where we can find you, where we can hang out with you. And if there's anybody else you want to give a shout out to and a plug to.
Yeah, pretty much you can find us pretty much in Chicago, you know, pretty much almost here every day as an art gallery. So if you'd love to come check out some glass, check out some clothing, some apparel, which we take a lot of pride in. Please do. We also do a lot of private events. You know, we have a big 420 event, which is going to be amazing with Sovereignty Glass, you know, with a lot of amazing sponsors. You know, we get a lot of support from the community, whether it's in Michigan, whether it's in California, having big sponsors as like Fear of Boof, Wizard Trees, Flower Mill, all good brands that we work with. OCB supports us a bunch. My homie Toasty, you know, is always there supporting, plus Smoke Signals. You know, she does a lot of the cards, which we'll be doing a VIP card for everyone as well. But it's really good to bring the community together, especially for like, you know, event like this, like 420.
Love it. You got a great 420 event coming up here too. Anything special for that?
Pretty much it's a big sovereignty drop. Most stores get around 20 or so tubes. You know, we get 32 tubes total. You know, we have people flying in from all across the country. You know, we do pretty much sell out within 24 hours. You know, but it is some of the other brands, you know, a lot of the things, some of the other brands, people are here to see, like people are here to hopefully smoke some Fear Booth's new stuff out of Michigan. Wizardry has a lot of good things going out of California. Like you said, Superlative, which I mentioned earlier, is one of my biggest supporters. You know, he's always here doing tastings, whether it's pheno hunts and pretty much just giving a different element to the crowd, whether it be music, whether it be art, whether it be classes or just little meetups like bingo.
Yeah, I like the big bingo.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good one. I love the events you do here, and I really appreciate you letting us come here and do the show taking it out of the basement and doing the show here at Made Gallery for our first time ever being out of the studio.
You can't ask for a better
spot. This is great. Amazing. Ms. Weedman, you got anything else to ask before we move on?
No, I think you guys covered it all, but like I said, thank you for having us here.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming in.
We appreciate you, and thank you, man. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for bringing the community together and all the events and just keeping the scene real and just making sure people get the chance to really enjoy this. So thanks again. We appreciate you.
Thank you for giving the platform for everyone to speak.
Appreciate you. Thanks.
Community.
And we're back from our smoke break, and right now we have a phenomenal power couple. We have Courtney and Toasty from Smoke Signals sitting with us now. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys today? Good to have you on the Weed Man 420 Chronicle.
We're doing great. You know why? Because you're going to light that joint up and tell us all about it.
Got it right here. We've got a Superlative solventless joint, and the strain is Permanent Marker, one of our favorites.
You always roll big fatties.
I can't roll anything less than two grams,
it's kind
I feel
of a problem.
Like.
I don't know if you saw my story the other day when I was at the concert and there was a bunch of joints at the Astro.
Yes.
There was a bunch of little dog walkers, and then you put our big old thing next to the dog walker.
Like, okay. You're like, our Ash, their Ash.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure.
Is this straight flour? Or are we smoking with, is there any hash in there?
Straight flour.
Love you. Love you. Thank you. Thank you. We have a few more to do here today. So
Chris, can you with a hash hole?
Yes.
Yeah, no, man.
Started off my morning breakfast
it's
right.
It's too early for that. Right?
Yeah. I love it. So while we're smoking, who the fuck are you? And how did Smoke Signals get its start? Because I met you at one of the first brunch of stoners we ever went to. You were there by yourself. You were right next to the Tonic cocktail bar, and you were Mrs. Weeman and I walked up to you and were like, who are you? This is badass. This is so dope. And the other thing I have to say, two of the most badass power couple hustlers, Every Day I'm Hustling is your song. That song should be like, you need a shirt that says Every Day I'm Hustling, because you both are fucking hustlers.
Appreciate
and I'm so impressed
that.
With what you both do. So tell us who you are while we're smoking and how Smoke Signals got to start.
Yeah, so I'm Courtney. I'm the co-founder of Smoke Signals Greeting Cards. And we started back in 2021, I believe. The idea of Smoke Signals kind of happened in 2020. I had recently quit my corporate job, kind of, you know, was looking for something new and wanted to do something creative. We were actually making cannabis-infused, like, edible gift boxes. I like to roll joints. So I wanted to feature the joint in a, you know, a new unique way with a gift box. And when you usually give a gift, what do you need with it? A greeting card. So I was like, hey, let's, you know, make a card, kind of put it in there. And we would do pop-up events.
Do a bunch of different pop-ups here and there, and just kind of start to build the brand and, put ourselves out there.
What I love seeing you at events. I mean, now that we get to do events, we look for you both just to be next to you at a table.
It's just a good vibe. It's a good vibe.
We have so much fun. I mean, Toasty has that beautiful piece that he brings that we all get to smoke out of, right?
Yes.
And you have your greeting cards and your stickers and your beautiful looking table with all your fun stuff. And then we get to be right next to you because here's me rolling joints. Here's Mrs. Weedman with her little spot when we're just handing stuff back and forth and dancing and having a good old time. So I appreciate what you both do. It's just a cool power couple thing. So let me ask you something here. What strategies do you use? Like, how do you create your cards and your branding? Like, do you guys, like, employ it together? Do you play off one another? Or are you just mainly just doing your thing and he likes it or not likes it?
Kind of like that, yeah. Like, she'll sit there and draw, and I'll kind of like, hey, how does this look? Or what do you think of this? And, like, I kind of switch it up. Or sometimes with wording of certain cards, like, how does this sound? And, I kind of, like, do the approval, I guess, of whether I think it sounds good or not. And most of the time she goes with my suggestions.
Love it. See, that's great. Couples working together in a business is like one of my favorite things.
Yeah, honestly, when it comes to my drawings and like the sayings, I just smoke a nice fat joint.
As we can tell.
Get the juices flowing. Yeah. I'm usually here at the gallery sometimes when I'm drawing. You know, there's so much beautiful artwork and everything around. You're surrounded by, you know, inspiration all around. So kind of helps me out with that. Or honestly, I draw a lot late night at home. I'll be up late, cuddling with my dog, with the joint, and kind of doodling. And the funny sayings, I guess, I get high and kind of just start spurting stuff out. I'm like, what does this sound like? How does this sound? So, like, even this one, the Best Buds card, I drew this actually recently. And just two of our cute little nugs. And the inside, he actually helped me with. This isn't any occasion card, so you can give it for any, you know, any reason. Best Buds on the outside. And then on the inside, the herb is better when we're together.
Aww.
Yeah, so he actually came
so
up
cute.
With that one.
That's cute.
Right?
What comes first, the art or the phrases?
It
depends.
Yeah, it kind of depends. So a lot of the artwork,
the theme,
I think,
right? Like, you think about what the theme is first, and then, like, okay, like, you go with that. But I think the phrase probably is secondary, I think, to the art. The art in the front and what's the saying in the front, I think, is the first thing. And then kind of think about what we want. on the inside while we're doing that?
And it really depends on the occasion. So every holiday, I have to come up with something new. So I already know what holidays are coming up, you know, so that's already the theme right there. And then we kind of get the drawing and the little punny sayings to go with it after that.
I love it.
Yeah. There definitely has to be weed involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, 100%. That is, you know, one thing I'm grateful that I can, you know, smoke and do my job and,
love
you know,
it.
Pump out some good work for everyone.
That's a dream.
Yes, right, absolutely.
For some and for me. So what does the future entail for Smoke Signals? What does the future entail for both of you with this?
Well,
hopefully more partying with us at tables
absolutely.
And events.
More expanding our business and our brand and trying to put ourselves out there more with dispensaries and other more local and like nationwide brands as well, you know?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're currently in around 90 stores around the country.
Hell yeah.
And I believe 15 states.
That's awesome.
So yeah, definitely want to get out there
the 100 store
and hit all 50.
Coming soon.
I want to be like you.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
great.
Want to hit all 50. And we also, you know, host events too and, you know, kind of just create a awesome, you know, space for the community that we can, you know, get high together and enjoy. The specific events that I do are ladies only mm-hmm. events. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice space for the girls to come and they feel comfortable coming. A lot of girls actually come solo, mm-hmm. which I feel like is an honor because I'm just like, they feel that comfortable in this space and trusting me with the event. And a lot of them first timers too. Yeah. So it's like, they're trusting us to, you know, put on this nice space for them and a good vibe and have awesome community of girls. And yeah, it's a good time. So
I've been,
continue with those too, for sure.
There definitely is a very comfortable vibe about it because it's not, you know, hundreds of people. It's kind of
intimate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's places to sit and there's things to do. So
you're
smoking, but then you're getting creative. You're mm-hmm. painting pots. You've had like jewelry, like beaded bracelets.
Yeah. We've done a lot.
Art.
Ornament painting. Yeah. We
gingerbread house.
The gingerbread house.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We do a lot. This next one, we're going to be having a CBD bath salt station with Mota Magic, who is a local female owned business as well. And then we're going to be painting, you know, makeup pouches, and it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Good time for the ladies.
So much fun. I love it. I love seeing it. So where can we find you?
Well, mainly you can find us on Instagram. Honestly, that's how I communicate with a lot of people. I'm very active on it, so I'm constantly responding. And you can find us in stores. Right now, we're kind of building the website. So you can really only find us in stores or at pop-up events and markets. But yeah, some local dispensaries. We have BAM and Markham. We're also featured in Altius.
Yeah,
in Round Lake Beach.
Here in the city, what dispensaries are we?
We have Karma Club in the city.
Karma Club, yeah, we just got featured into Karma Club.
Oh, yeah.
We're in Green Rose. We're in a couple of different dispensaries in the city.
And then a lot of smoke shops. And I love working with the smoke shops, too, because they're all small businesses, mm-hmm. you know. And I work directly with the owners and the staff. And it's super cool because, you know, we get to work directly with them.
It's always
and
great to work with a lot of small business owners. You kind of kick ideas off each
other. Yeah, 100%.
And, you know, the
a lot of collabing.
Turning, you know, a lot of collabing. And
you're supporting each other.
Yeah, supporting each other.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, so right like there. In the city, we've got Puff Smoke Shop. We've got Bliss CBD Shop. St. Lucia's. We have
Fumare.
Yeah, Fodega,
Rudy.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, Rudy's super Rudy's cool. Great.
Where can we find you, Toasty?
Toasty Brand online. And I'm usually here. I help a lot with the events here at the gallery, at Made Gallery. So if you're ever around, you've probably seen me. Toasty Brand.
Love it. Well, I want to thank you both for hanging out with us and smoke session with us. I appreciate the fat doink, as always. Impressive.
Right?
Impressive. So thank you so much, and we'll catch you all at Made Gallery soon.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Y'all.
Good luck with
thank
the rest
you.
Of our
thank
year.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. And we're back. And we're back with Felix and Elena from Brunch of Stoners. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us.
Fun weekend.
Yeah, you do have a fun weekend coming up. Well, welcome to our 420 episode, our fifth anniversary, and our 200th episode. Where it's a pleasure to have you both on. So before we get started, why don't we light up?
Hell yeah. We got some papaya punch from Three Trees.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Three Trees, for throwing us a big fat doink for the show. And while Felix is lighting this up, let's talk about how we met real quick. Mrs. Wee Man and I got to meet you both at an event you throw called Brunch of Stoners.
Yeah, so we throw a brunch every other month, and we basically are trying to create a space where people can come, consume some cannabis, eat some delicious food, meet other people, like-minded people, and just have a good time. We've been doing this now since August 2022, and our first event, I think we had like 45 people come. Now we're averaging probably like 150 to 200, sometimes a little more. So, yeah, it's been great. We've made connections with you guys and it's been a lot of fun.
How did it get started?
So I had, Elaine and I have both been in the cannabis industry since 2016. So we've been to a lot of cannabis industry events. We saw the kind of fun that was at there. A lot of our friends also saw the fun that we were having at these events. They wanted to come to them as well. We unfortunately had to tell them you're not invited to these. These are industry only. These are only for certain people, invite only. I kind of gave the opportunity like, hey, maybe there is something here. Like shouldn't be exclusive to this. We should be a membership club. We should make an opportunity for everyone to kind of join. Back in 2020, I had the idea. I was working at the dispensary. The Brunch of Stoners name popped in my head. I searched the domain. It was available. I bought it immediately. Then not so cha-ching. A couple months later, March of 2022, we all know what happened. Not the best time to launch an in-person event or 2020. So yeah, we're kind of put on the hiatus. It's like, let's not, world pandemic going on. Let's not, do an in-person event. Then that kind of came to the point where it was like, hey, let's, in-person events are happening again. Let's kick this off. And it was a great time to do it. Like Elena said, we did our first one back in August of 2022.
We went to the first one was in February of 2022 or 23?
Of 23.
23. Yeah. And that was at a wonderful event space. Do you remember what it was called?
One was Loft 606. Mm-hmm.
So Mrs. Wee Man and I went. We didn't know what to expect. I've been around a little bit here and there, but I never got to experience something like that. So when we walked in and it was, this venue was gorgeous.
Very cool.
And Mrs. Weedman's a buff when it comes to like architecture. And she walked in, I just saw her eyes go ba-bing, 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 and how much fun she was looking at. But that first event, we got to meet Courtney from Smoke Signals. We got to meet, and I didn't know anybody. Yeah. But the invitingness of the staff and the crew that you have working there, so friendly, so inviting, and it was just a pleasure to be in a nice, safe consumption environment with some phenomenal food. The Pop-Tarts, bro. Oh, yeah. I'll talk about the Pop-Tarts.
Those are your favorites. Those are good. Yeah.
So with that being said, what gave you the when you go look at the venues, what are you looking for?
For venues, we've toured a lot of them now. We like to have an open space. It's important to kind of have consumption allowed, of course, since our events are so consumption focused. But we want to have at least like edibles and vaping allowed indoors kind of thing, with the opportunity to have flower consumption outdoors. Some venues that are private allow flower consumption indoors. Yes. Very rare and far in between, but those do happen and they are really fun to do events at those places. So we look for places that have ample space. Like Elena said, we try to do about 150, 200 people per event. So that excludes a lot of events, venues. But then we also try to find spots that have like a bar for like serving mocktails. Also a kitchen. Kitchen's very important for us, or at least like a prep area for our team to kind of like prepare the food. But other than that, we also want to make sure it's easy to get to. Also make sure that there's like parking available as well. We've both been to events in the past where it's in like River North and there's absolutely no parking, or if there is, it's, $20 an hour or something. So that's not very community oriented.
Yeah. And we do get a lot of people that come in from the burbs. We've even had people who found out about us and one couple was like visiting, from North Carolina. Yep. And they were here for Lala and they were going on to Lala on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They came Saturday or something. I don't know. They basically ended up selling their Lala tickets and coming to our event instead.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So came up here for something totally different, a totally different vibe, and ended up coming to our event because there aren't a lot of opportunities, especially if you're in North Carolina. So it's really cool to see that.
It's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I really appreciate it because of the safety and consumption. And we know events like this, we're under the microscope a little bit,
yep.
Right? Cannabis is still under the microscope. So how do you prioritize safety and responsible consumption in your events? It's important.
Definitely. It starts with just kind of having that in first and foremost. A lot of people that we talk to for venue, like safety and priority is like, you know, third, fourth, fifth, if it's even on the list of kind of things. Is one thing that we want to make sure that it was safe and people felt welcomed in the environment. If there's people that are passed out or, you know, having too much or intoxicated, that's not a very welcoming environment to most people, especially for new consumers and new, you know, just people to the cannabis community. One of the biggest ways we've kind of done that is monitoring consumption. When you come to our events, there is an event guide that you get for each event, which has kind of like the different stations on the bottom. Kind of serves two purposes. First, it allows like the guests to kind of know what's available at the event. Far too often we've gone to events and we found out about stations or activities like the day after or something like that. So we wanted to make sure people knew what was available for them to do at the events. And then also for our team to kind of monitor consumption. Each of the stations where people are able to try a product or try for themselves, they get like a hole punch. And then that kind of shows that like someone's been at the table, they've consumed. We allow kind of depending on which station it is, maybe multiple hole punches, maybe not. But it also just kind of the act of like you getting your thing punched, you kind of realize that the team is monitoring you. So mm-hmm. you kind of self-select at that point as well to not overconsume. Mm-hmm. We've been to events and our events in the past sometimes did not have event guides. And then you just see people just hanging out at the dab bar and just kind of like, you know, circling the line. You know, there's three people and they get back in the line. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like, wait, that one person took like 40 dabs. You know,
we knew somebody that tried that we bought one time. We do. And your crew...
Yeah.
Said, why don't you take a break?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was great.
You've been here quite a few times.
Yes. Yeah.
Take a break.
Go step outside, get some fresh air.
Yeah. I thought it was
good.
And they're pretty good about also like conserving the product too. You don't want to go through it too fast, but also just like, do you want, have you ever consumed before? Like that kind of dictates how much you're going to give them.
Talking people through it, especially because we do get a lot of people who they don't. I think it takes a lot for people to be like, all right, I'm going to go out. I'm going to buy a rig. I'm going to buy a torch and I'm going to buy you know, it's a big setup. So I think like we do get a lot of people who it's their first time dabbing and you definitely have to make sure that like your team knows what they're talking about and is asking the right questions and is like well-trained on it. And I think also too, just planning for the unexpected or just always having a plan in case anything were to happen. So
I love it. I love it. It's what it should be. You know, I came from the bar industry for 23 years and no one monetized anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you do a great job making sure people feel safe. They have a learning. And everybody that I've got to meet at the stations are in the industry, right? I presume from some of the people I know. A lot of them are.
Yeah. And then what's kind of like we did this in a positive externality of the events that we didn't even think about was how much we've actually helped our team. People have been able to get jobs. They got other kind of things like since then, like brands come in saying, hey, you're doing a really good job with this. Do you guys do this? You know, who do you work for? And they're just like, oh, I'm myself, you know? And then, so then they get hired on as a brand ambassador or part of different teams. Also within the team, there's some people that have like, you know, opportunities for like, hey, I need to hire somebody for like my work. And then like, they can go look at the Brunch of Stoners people that they've worked with for the past, you know, almost 2 years now. And some of the people that we've had on our staff are the same people since the first event, which is very heartwarming and also awesome to see.
Humans helping humans.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
So before I go to the next one, I have to ask you, how much planning and hard work as a couple do you put into this? This is a side question. I didn't tell you this one. This one just popped in because I'm really high right now.
Yeah.
So that papaya.
You know, it's one of those things where we're both always thinking about it and like, we talk about Brunch of Stoners on a daily basis for sure. we're always in planning, like even like sometimes we're planning in our minds, like to two or three brunches ahead. Yep. So there's lots of ideas always flowing and, going back and forth between us. So it's a lot of fun.
whenever I'm out, if I'm going to a restaurant, a bar, an event, I'm always looking. I was like, wait, that's a 5-gallon igloo cooler, but they have a spandex cover on it, so you can't tell it's an igloo cooler. Wait, that's nice. Just so many things like that where it's like, wait, I was going around Costco and I saw that they had one of their displays where the whole booth was LED displays. I was like, how do they do that? I need to build like a monitor booth like that. And so just kind of like you get inspiration for so many different spots. And like Elena says, we have like activities and events planned for almost the rest of the year now, which is really fun.
Tell him a story like how you wanted to punch me in the nose the other night because I said something. You got pissed. So what does the future entail for Brunch of Stoners?
We got a lot going on.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue with our brunches. We have our brunches planned for the rest of the year. So we have one coming up on this Sunday in April 14th. Then we have in June, August, October, and December. So those ones are already planned, scheduled for the year. We're going to do another repeat of next year in 2025, another 6 events. Some of this, we're kind of doing some spot filling potentially of like between events, looking for other opportunities to kind of expand. Our biggest venture, which you guys will be hearing first here, is we're going to be doing a, what do you just call it, like a craft fair of sorts.
Sweet.
We have so many people in our community that come to our events that want to vend at events. They're not cannabis products, but they make cool stuff. Kind of similar to yourselves. Like you guys have a cool brand. You guys have cool products. And there's a lot of people in the cannabis community that have their own brand or product, whether they're making like roach clips or they're doing hats or thrifting stuff. So providing an opportunity to like have them showcase their brands and like their businesses as well. So this summer we're hoping to have that. We'll get that on the calendar. As well as some of our, we're doing a direct-to-consumer play as well. So our e-commerce shop, brunchofstoners.shop, will be up and running. You can go there and buy merch currently, but we're going to be launching our sleep aid products, as well as some just like other health aids and supplements and stuff.
I love my coffee mug.
Yes.
I love my coffee. Every Sunday smoke sesh, Sunday morning, I have my Brunch of Stoners coffee mug.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
I love my coffee mug.
That's awesome.
Now that I had my breakfast, where's my weed? Or my coffee. Now I've had my coffee, where's my weed? Every morning when I do my Sunday smoke sesh, I smoke my joint. I wish everybody well, and I have the Brunch of Stoners mug in my hand, right?
There you go.
And playing a song of the day. So
perfect.
Yeah. So plug away. Tell us where we can find you.
So we'd like everyone to sign up for our email list. You can become a member that way. That's how you get access to the brunches. That's at brunchofstoners.com. You just put your email in. It's super easy. It's free to sign up right now. You can check out our merch store at brunchofstoners.shop. You can find coffee mugs as well as some future products on there. And then Instagram at brunchofstoners.
Anything else?
I think he covered it.
Love it. Yes. Love it. Well, I want to say thank you so much for joining us. I know how busy you both are right now because Brunch of Stoners is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you taking some time out on this beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous day out. And I appreciate Brunch of Stoners and everything you do to bring people together to enjoy cannabis, to enjoy conversation, and also letting us hang out in your tent and letting Mrs. Weedman decorate it.
Yes. Thank you guys both so much for having us and for sponsoring the tent for the year. We love working with you guys and can't wait to see what we do this year.
Nice. Thanks. Love it. Thank you, Felix. Thank you, Elena. We appreciate you both. All right. Thank you so much. Peace.
Thanks.
And we're back with Blake from Smoke Responsibly Social. How you doing, Blake?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you, man.
It's good to see you too, boo.
I love it, man. Ready for a little bit of a smoke sesh?
I am.
Love it. Let's light that up. And while we're lighting that up, we are smoking Midwest Terps Strawberry Fritter on this part of the show. Ms. Weedman?
Mr. Weedman.
How did we meet Blake?
We met Blake at an event. The first at the Flower Ball, which was fashion and vending and new businesses in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And just a good art scene, culture scene. And then we talked there. And then you hosted an event and invited us to be part of it. And so that was Uptown, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
What event was that?
It was the Flash Social, a consumption-friendly event I did in collaboration with High Focus Media and Zochi.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, that was a fun event. We were in the tent with High Focus Media, and we got to hang out. And I got to roll a lot of joints for people. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So while we're sitting here smoking, who the fuck is Blake? And what is Smoke Responsibly Social and how to get it start?
Blake is my mother's child. I am an entrepreneur, artist, multi-hyphenated, which isn't a big deal here in Chicago, but where I'm from in Indiana, it's like, you know, a big thing. Like, how do you do so many things? Outside of that, I'm just someone that's trying to do the best I can with opportunities that I have in life and my energy, you know.
You bring a lot. I see you around. You always got a big smile on your face.
I appreciate that.
And the one energy that I do enjoy you doing is that you help a lot of nonviolent cannabis crime people that are in prison, right? You do a lot of that kind of work. I've seen you actually write letters.
I could do more, you know, but that's definitely part of the Smoke Responsibly Social experience you're asking about, which is really just raising our consciousness. Since we are now in this like legal area of cannabis, just not forgetting the individuals that helped build this industry. And so you're right, now we are starting to incorporate writing letters into our socials. We've talked about it, but fortunately we now have an instrument to be more intentional about it.
I saw you post, you had somebody on recently, somebody that came to an event you were doing or somebody you were trying to help. Who was that name again? I remember you sent me
Craig Cecil.
That's it. Yeah.
Yes.
Any news or any story about that?
Yeah. I mean, Craig is honestly, he's the one who's really doing the work on the scene, helping cannabis prisoners. He was incarcerated with a life sentence, then pardoned by Donald Trump. And he has really dedicated his time since being released to really doing the same thing that I just mentioned there, but they provide capital representation through lawyers, connecting with individuals like myself who are in the community and just letting us know. And because of Craig, I was able to do the 5 stories in our magazine that are highlighting 5 cannabis prisoners who, as you mentioned, all nonviolent cannabis offenses.
Amazing. Thank you for doing that and helping out and bringing, letting people understand what it's all about. That's awesome. So can you discuss anybody you've partnered with or collaborations that have been really instrumental in the growth of your business?
Yeah, I would say that a partnership that's been really instrumental has been with Hopes. They're now Hopes Dispensary. They previously were Hopes Organic, but they were our first stockist. Over here in the corner, you'll see we've got in front of our registered trademark, our packaging for pre-rolls. So back when the Farmers Act came about, we started to develop a pre-roll product, and it was CBD based just because, like, you know, gaps in the market. And they were the first one to stock it, our number 15 and our number 8. And that was really big for us, just getting into retail. I mean, as an entrepreneur, as a creative, you know, you could definitely do distribution yourself, but having individuals that are helping you with that, who believe in you, just takes you to the next level. So Hopes definitely has been one. And then, of course, many others.
Love it. You gave me a cone.
Yes.
I smoked it on an episode with Big Earl, and I smoked some Orange Soul out of it, and it was smoked wonderful.
Thank you.
What is that called?
Those are our OJ cones.
They were great.
Thank you. What's important is the flavor. We don't bleach them. They're all natural. We offer wood pulp as well as hemp. And so as consumers, you know, there are a lot of temptations to overdo packaging, if you will. Let's say it that way. But when you really appreciate the flower, I kind of look at it like whiskey, like beer, you know, you want to taste what's there. And so getting those papers, it wasn't just about doing it because we could. It was really about just reiterating parts of our belief, which is like, you know, accessories and things things like that should really complement your lifestyle.
I like them. Thank you for giving me a few.
Thank you for trying them, man. That means a lot, you know, because a lot of this stuff happens initially right now just with me, and then like people outside of me interact with these concepts once I take them to market, you know, and then that's when I feel my resonance, if you will.
Love it.
So thank you.
What's the future entail for Smoke Responsibly Social?
Expansion. We are in talks with different dispensaries, both here in Illinois, New Jersey, looking at Arizona, but really just taking the social experience and expanding upon it. I mean, as y'all already know, it's a brave new world of cannabis out there, and it's hard to cover everything in one conversation. And so you'll be seeing more of us. But the first year I was really focused on doing it monthly, just building endurance, building that muscle. In the future, you may see it happen less frequently.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
The struggle's real at times, but you keep on fighting along. And I mean, events are not easy to run.
No,
they're not. Building a brand is not easy to do.
This is true.
And fighting for other people is always not easy to do.
Exactly. I agree.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of y'all.
Blake, love Thank to have you. You on the show again, man, one day and talk more. Where can we find you?
DailyRoller.com, SmokeResponsiblySocial.com, Daily Roller on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X, LinkedIn, and okay, they do stock our ashtrays, our herb grinders. So you want to go get a chief, pop into the lounge, get a Daily Roller ashtray, set the vibe right.
Love it. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you also.
Have and a good one.
Again, congrats. 5 years is big in media.
Much love.
Thank you, Blake.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Blake.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back.
We're back. We, Mr. Weedman, Mrs. Weedman, and Carlos from Up Elevated Cocktails are back.
What up, Carlos?
What's up, guys?
Good to have you, man.
It's great to be here. Thank
you. Let's light that J.
Let's do that.
And it's for this one is from IC Collective, OMFG. 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 Oh. OMFG, you smell good.
Let's see if I say that right after I take this first hit.
So thank you, IC Collective. We appreciate you. We've known each other for a while. Long time.
Long time.
And we met in the beer industry. You actually rode in the car with me a couple times in the beer industry. Yep, and liked sales so much, and you went off and went on your own for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? And... seen you grow up into a fine man and a excellent father. Before anything else we talk about, you are a fucking phenomenal dad. I've watched that little man from the time he was born to where he's at now, and that kid has never not had a smile. Now, no, I only see pictures. I don't know the whole story. But every picture I see, that smile from ear to ear knows he's got a good father.
Thank you.
So yeah. First and foremost, that's if we don't talk about anything else but just get high, know that about this man.
I appreciate that.
So let me get ahead of that IC Collective.
Yes, sir.
So while we're smoking, who the fuck is Carlos and what is and who is Up Elevated Cocktails? And how'd you get your start?
My name's Carlos. I've been a cannabis entrepreneur for about 4 years now. Started Up Elevated Cocktails as my COVID hustle. I was in the craft beer industry for 8 years prior to COVID. Me and Boot worked together at Lagunitas for quite some time. And after Lagunitas, I moved on to 18th Street Brewery, did sales and marketing for them. And then the pandemic hit, you know, and I put me out of my career in the beer industry. And I'd had this idea to take my passion for cannabis and my skill set in mixology and put them together. You know, I was in the beer industry for a long time and alcohol industry for a long time, but you know, just like you said, I became a parent. So, you know, my lifestyle changed, you know, the things that were important to me changed, and alcohol just didn't really align with my life as much. But, you know, the beverage industry is something that I've just been a part of, you know, like, so, you know, I don't know, not too many people know this about me, but I was a justice impacted person. When I was in college, I got busted for selling weed down at Purdue University, caught some felonies and, you know, had to figure out life after that. And that's kind of what led me into the beverage industry, you know, bartending. You don't really have to do a rigorous background check. And I literally admitted to, I don't know if you remember Greer from back in the Lagunitas day. Mm-hmm. She's the one that interviewed me. And like, I killed the interview. I knew my shit in beer, but I knew that my felony status was what always kept me back from getting jobs. So I communicated that with her in my very first like walk-in interview. I killed the interview and, you know, she's like, do you have any questions for me? And I'm like, I don't have any questions. I just want to let you know I got busted for selling weed in college. So I have a felony on my record. She was like, really? We never have to have this conversation again. And that's how I got into Lagunitas. So then, so yeah, like I said, COVID hit. I'd had this idea to do the cannabis mixology equivalent just to like the culinary cannabis experiences that we see, you know, happening with lots of renowned chefs, you know, throughout the nation, you know. But I didn't see that mixologist, the mixology experience that was equivalent to that. So I decided to start that. And we hit the ground running in August of 2020, did our first event. I designed our logo. I designed, you know, a bar that pops up and fits into my SUV, and just started doing pop-up events, private parties. And we're still very much in that experiential realm. You know, now we're more doing our own events with like the cocktail club and the cannabis cocktail classes and things like that. But yeah, just trying to bring awareness about cannabis consumption via beverage as opposed to smoking. You know, for whatever reason, you know, people may not want to smoke cannabis, but they can drink it in a beverage form and it's delicious. It's beautiful. You know, they still get that dosage, you know, technically drinking. You know, drinking your THC is a more healthful alternative to smoking, even though, you know, I'm a daily smoker. But, you know, now someone like my own mother enjoys cannabis infused beverages. You know, she'll never smoke a joint with me, probably, unfortunately. But
she'll toast a cocktail with you.
Exactly. And that's, you know, so just trying to change the stigmas and change the perceptions of the plant by putting in a beverage.
They're very pretty and very tasty.
But they're always delicious.
Which one am I drinking?
That is the Purple Sticky Punch.
Oh,
hibiscus punch with the little seltzer on top, and then Miss Weedman is drinking the electric lemonade.
And you make delicious. You make all your own ingredients, like you do it all yourself. You're not like buying your, this is all your recipes and all your juices. You're freshly doing everything, right?
Yeah, I really like to emphasize, you know, fresh ingredients, fresh fruit, fresh you know, fruit juices, vegetable waters, you know, fresh, you know, like squeezed lime juice and things like that. Just trying to get it as fresh as possible, you know, that really does make a big difference. Same thing with like the mixology world, you know, nothing goes better than actual fresh ingredients. So, yeah, and like I said, trying to also deliver a healthful alternative. So like I have a drink that I'll be making tonight called Grass is Greener. It's like a fresh, like spinach, kale, pineapple, apple, lemon, ginger, you know, fresh pressed, you know, from, you know, I actually most of the times get my stuff from the local Pete's because they have such a fucking rad juice bar. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's all these healthy things and then a little bit of cannabis. Like, you know, another kind of common theme behind the up elevated stuff is trying to bring awareness to the fact that alcohol is in fact poison. You know, we know the negative effects of that. Cannabis is medicine, but yet people don't really see it that way. So by, you know, introducing it in beverage form, trying to change people's, you know, the way the people look at plant.
The future cannabis beverage industry is by 2027 to 2030 is going to be about a $5.2 billion industry. Mm-hmm. Huge.
Yeah.
That's just the start.
Exactly.
It's the new craft beer revolution.
I've been thinking about that, you know, mm-hmm. like the craft beverage, just like we were just talking about Tony McGee, Lagunitas, you know, like the people that started doing the craft beer scene, that was like different, that was new, but it's exciting because there's new flavors and new nuances, and you know, there's different ways to achieve, you know, especially with the cannabis, like different effect moods based on like terpenes and stuff like that. You know, everyone's like, oh, I don't want to have the cannabis beverage, I don't want it to put me on my ass or whatever, like knock me out. It's like, all right, we'll use some THCV, we'll use some limonene terpenes to kind of brighten you up, you know, like it's not a one size fits all, you know, there's lots of different terpenes and cannabinoids that can go into, you know, beverage to deliver more of like a like I said, a mood state.
Yeah, love it. What are the challenges been in starting your own business? You started in 2020, right in the fucking height of COVID, brother.
Yeah,
that ain't easy.
Yeah, that was probably, you know, not the smartest move, but it was perfect timing. You know, like I said, I hadn't wanted to be in beverage alcohol much anymore. So like to literally be forced out of that industry, and I'm like, when am I going to have the time, the opportunity, the energy, you know, to really pour into this? And so that's when I started the entrepreneurship thing. You know, definitely not been an easy road, but it's been super worthwhile. Challenges. Thankfully I'm blessed, you know, like there's a lot of growth, you know, like I was just talking in like a men's circle recently. It's like, I'm at this point where like I'm uncomfortable, like I can't rest. It's, you know, but like growth is uncomfortable, you know, like I'm trying to be something I've never been. I'm trying to do something I or no one that I really know has ever done in that like entrepreneurship, but especially in cannabis, considering all the things that I've been through for this plant. And, you know, like I'm thankful there's, you know, great people that I've always getting connected to. Doors are opening, opportunities are coming up. You know, I'll be in DC for the Unity Day of Action stuff this next coming week. And it's just like, you know, the challenge is, I guess, just taking the good with the bad and just, you know, like, no, I know it's all worth it. You know, like, yeah, I've been working my ass off for like 4 years and it's super fulfilling. You know, I haven't made $1 million yet, but, you know, I know that with the right intentions that I have and, you know, just staying on the right path, like, I will get there. So it's just like trying to, you know, just, you know, exist in it while still trying to build it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Not easy.
Not easy, but like I said, totally worth it. Very gratifying, you know, and it's cool to say that I'm doing this for me and for my community and my family and things like that, you know. In Illinois, the whole thing about, you know, equity and things like that is the foundation of the program, but it's not really working. So like, you know, me having to kind of create my own lane in cannabis has been difficult, but it's so worth it because, you know, thankfully we're going to lots of different states and markets, bringing this experience to new people.
You were in Austin.
Yeah,
that was a big event you did down there.
Yeah, we did three events actually at South by Southwest last month. Super, super interesting, you know, time down there. I had never been to Texas, never been to Austin, but, you know, it was a great experience and hoping to do that in more states and markets this year.
Sweet. What is the next step? Where are we going?
To the moon, baby. No. So I'll be in DC for the first time next week, with the Unity Day of Action. I'll actually, kind of collaborating on a project, with Supernova Women from California and Canada Mix. They're doing from the East Coast, they're doing this party for all the organizations and people that are going to be in DC, and I'll be making drinks at that. So just to be amongst all these incredible organizations fighting for the, you know, equity of this plant, is super cool. where else are we going? I don't really have any other out of state things, but, you know, really trying to hit it hard here at home over the summer, you know, the cocktail club and
you've
different
been doing
experiences.
That. You've been doing a cool club that we didn't mention. You actually got two clubs, mm-hmm. The chess, mm-hmm. which you have the most badass chess board I've ever seen. You've had it since college.
I've had that thing for
badass.
A long time. Yeah.
And you just got highlighted in the Southside
Weekly.
Yeah. For the Runner's High.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing that for some time now, too.
Almost 2 years now.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm proud of you because you do some local cleanups.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Monthly community
cleanups. I'm a stoner. Remember that? I'm a burner, stoner, pothead, and I got a damn good memory.
Yeah. The Canna community cleanups. Yeah, we do those monthly when the weather's nice. You know, we clean up our parks and communities on the south and west sides. You know, just running around our community, we can't help but notice the trash problem. Just like, you know, our whole thing about, you know, Runner's High Chicago is get lit, get fit, break the stigma. Everyone likes to think people that consume cannabis are lazy and unproductive and don't do shit. It's like, we're out here 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, getting some miles in, running half marathons, running marathons, cleaning up our parks, you know, doing yoga, you know, checking in with people's mental health. Like, we're not just fucking lazy stoners. You know, we're really,
love it.
You know, we're fucking human beings too. You know, we just love this plant, you know, and there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. So,
and the chess club. What is that one?
Stoner Chess Club. That's just all of this shit has just been an idea. Like, Up Elevated Cocktails, the cocktail club, the cocktail classes, runner's high shit, you know, like it's all just ideas that were in my head. It's like, it would be cool if these things happen. And that's kind of the lane that I've created, is like pulling ideas out of my head and just making it a thing, making a community. And so we've done 2 Stoner Chess clubs. Next one is going to be Thursday, April 25th at Soulful in Pilsen. But yeah, it's just a meetup of the minds, of the stoner minds. You know, your mind is a muscle that also needs exercise, and chess is a great way to kind of, you know, utilize that muscle and connect with people. And that's the coolest part, is like finding out that there's 40, 50 stoners that love to play chess and are interested in this game. And it's really cool to see everybody come together. You know, we have some of the homies, the brands come through, whether it's Black Hippie Farms, Three Trees, Mojo's 420. It's just like all the homies in cannabis, and we share that, you know, the love for that game and common.
Good chess and good weed.
Yeah, dude.
And it is good cocktails, because you throw some cocktails down, and there's a good coffee bar behind there, too, that has some good pastries and coffee, too.
Shout out to Soulful Chicago.
There it is right there. Thank you. So where can we find you? Plug away, man.
You can find me at, my personal is at radshitdadshit, but also Up Elevated Cocktails, all one word, Up Elevated Cocktails, and then also at Runner's High Shy. Real quick, I just want to plug our 420 run that we have coming up next Saturday. Just like a community 5K run, we're going to run 4.2 miles to celebrate 420. We have a sick race shirt that we'll be doing. We have a tote bag with products from all the homies. Even Smoke Signal. Shout out Smoke Signal. She's going to do a really cool commemorative card. But yeah, we're doing the 420 run. So if you guys want to start your 420 off on a high note, come join Runners High Shy for the vibes.
Sweet. I love it. I love it. Ms. Weedman?
Mr. Weedman.
You got anything else?
No.
I'm
good. I'm really high, but we're going to be back with some more friends.
In a few minutes.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Carlos.
Congratulations on 5 years. I remember when you guys started this off. But I remember when you would come to the Lagunitas dressed as Mr. Weedman. And it's cool.
Puffing away.
Yeah, dude. I fucking gave you guys. Yes, puffing away,
the
man.
The red cooler was always with me.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It was filled with edibles. Every Sunday, too, at the brewery, I'd walk in. You guys would be all hungover, shitty. I'd come in with Mrs. Weedman's edibles.
Yeah, dude.
You get an edible.
Those
you
things
get
would you have get knocked edible, many of people's asses out at the holiday parties. I remember those days. Good times. Good times.
I love you, brother, man. Thanks for coming out.
Thank
we appreciate
you for having
you.
Me, guys. Congrats again.
Thank you.
Cheers.
We're back, and we have new friends with us. We have Maddie and Shayna from High Focus Media. They were with us last year for the 420 show, and they're back with an update and maybe to fill in the gaps of anyone who doesn't know about them.
Before that, we're going to light up this J.
Cool.
That it's called L.A. Beatnik by Ralph Wiley. Thanks. Some local growers, and that's a monster. Who rolled that? Courtney. From Smoke Signals, of course.
You already know.
Thank you, Courtney.
Courtney only rolls doinks. Okay?
Only rolls the biggest
only
of
big
joints.
Doinks. Right.
We appreciate you. So while we're lighting this joint up, what was the question? They were here since last year, right?
Yeah. So
tell us who you are again, just in case of anybody who listened last year or new folks joining. Maddie,
yes.
Give us a couple minutes.
Hi.
Of who the fuck are you?
Yeah, so I made content, and this is Southside Shanky, and we're Maddie and Shayna, 2/3 of High Focus Media at HiFo Media on Instagram. And we started as these influencers who just wanted to band together and like try to get something, you know, serious here in Illinois content creation. And we ended up instead throwing some pretty cool bangers called Profesh Sesh. And they're simple idea. Let's smoke at networking events. And it just became just a nice night for all people of the industry to come together and smoke and not really have any other agenda than be together and enjoy some schweed from our brand friends.
Schweed.
And now here we are, having done 8 of them now and also a couple other events in between for funsies. And we still make content and we are continuing the profession on. We just kicked off April 1st at our 420 kickoff, and we're keeping it up through the summer. So that's a little bit about us and what we do.
It's true.
What do you do?
Get high.
Get high, look cute.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm a social media influencer. We're going to talk about that. Content creator. I'm also a cat trapper. If you want to know that kind of part of me, you know, I rescue cats, you know, staying from the streets. But besides that, mostly weed. Weed and cats. That's all me.
And high focus media.
Yeah. That's weed though.
Yeah.
Weed adjacent.
Weed. Yeah, it is.
Weed adjacent.
I remember my first profesh sesh, but I want to talk about the last one real quick.
Okay.
At Pizza Lobo. That place was cloudy with the chance of meatballs.
Yeah.
It was a smoke sesh.
Yes.
We had a little influence in that, so thank you for the invite.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, that was fun. The volcanoes were flowing, the joints were rolling, and everybody got high and left happy.
Right. I had a good time.
It's a great experience you put together for people.
Thank you. Getting high and happy is the best thing you can be. And it's hard because, like, you know, you gotta kind of just put it together by word of mouth. Like, I don't want to say what started this, but I made this little newsletter called the Chicagoland Cannabis Events Newsletter. And a lot of people are out here doing things. Like, nowadays, you can find an event nearly every night. But it's like this weird word of mouth thing. If you don't know, you don't even realize that the stoner community is out here kicking. You might totally be excluded.
I'm so cool now. You invited me to your email list. Thank you. I'm finally on.
Oh my God. Yeah. We've had such a weird issue. Like, I don't even want to explain it, but we'll fix our newsletter list for anyone not getting it.
No,
newsletter.
It was awesome. You sent me it and there was a lot of events on there.
There's a lot.
That if you are not on that news list and you want to know what's going on in Illinois in events, you need to get on.
Well, we noticed, and you guys probably noticed, like about 2 weeks into the new year, we realized 2024 was not going to be like 2023 with cannabis.
No.
Like,
no.
Freaking notifications left and right from this event, this organizer, that organizer. Shit, there was just stuff everywhere. You have to kind of be selective. There's only so many places you can be.
It's true.
Right? But no. It's a big year.
I know Maddie was saying that there was at least 23 events happening on 420, and they had to like scale that down.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
it was too much.
It literally didn't fit in the newsletter. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Meet Nathan, my husband. He helps so much on this newsletter. Shout out Nathan. We don't know what we're gonna do.
What's up, Nathan?
We're gonna have to like cut out some info. I don't know.
HFM husband.
Yeah, absolutely. Doorman.
What else has been going up? Anything else? Since the last time we had you on the show, anything new, cool, fun things that the kids want to be a part of?
I'd say it was fun being featured in the Reader.
That's true.
We're in Chicago Reader. Best
cannabis community organization.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they make these fun little categories. Yeah. They gave us one. We were honored to take best cannabis community building organization. Shout out. Alejandro.
The nice local leaders in the community, the people, the faces of the community, Carlos, too, just getting in the runner's high. You all
press
in there. Young.
PR flowing.
Young go-getters.
Thank you.
There's a book out there called The Go-Getter. Read it.
Okay.
Become a blue vaser. You'll understand once you read it. Ooh. Great book. Short, too. Sweet story read. Real easy. So anyway, move on. Shoddy, I'll get mad. I'll get timed out. Tell me a memorable success story, a milestone moment from your journey of what you've both been doing. I've seen your success, but let everybody know about it.
I mean, I think for sure being in Chicago Reader, that's like, you know, the top of the pops. But I made a story the other day thinking about going into a dispensary, I won't say who, and being like 2020, going there as like a consumer, you know, a customer, and then I'm going in there now to like, because they're paying me to do stuff, make content for that company. I think it kind of was like, whoosh. I was like, damn, all right, we out here, huh? You
know, like that's a good feeling.
Yeah, like that's one for sure.
Yeah, and I think. Yeah, also the Chicago Reader, mainly because I could show it to my family and be like, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like more I don't know, it's more legit than Instagram for them, because like print media does hold this special place, especially in older people's hearts, because it's been here longer, you know? And so it's more real to my family members who otherwise don't understand. And so I'm very grateful for that. But also the Urban Legends Cup was a big one.
So much fun.
Yeah, it was. We learned a lot in a lot of different ways. It was the biggest thing we ever tried to do. And while everyone in the front side was like, oh my God, you guys were like killing it. Like we were really like, in the back end, like we were really like, we were driving down the mountain. We were making it down the mountain, but we were like, like losing wheels. On the, and it's like,
that was a lot of, that was a lot of entries.
Yeah, it was.
A lot.
Yeah, 64. And like, I literally, I'm in 66? The back, they're like smoking. I'm just like, you got to pick
now
a winner.
We need a winner.
Grab one randomly. But it all turned out good. They yeah. smoked it all. But it was super fun to just do something different.
And I loved it because it was in the South Side. Finally got some recognition. South Side.
South Side.
And now like Blue Island Beer Co. I mean, they're a spot. You know, I'm so glad that Briggs with Split Society has kept up the sessions there. And we're so happy to be able to support that too. And that's what it's, you know, and that's a big deal for us too. Like we were in Minneapolis while a High Focus Media partnered event happened this past weekend. And that's a huge step for us.
Yeah.
Being able to grow as an organization, trust partners like, you know, Danny and Trinity, who we're talking about here, who if you saw them at the door on, you know, the split sesh, you know, woo. So
Urban Legends.
Yeah, and they were a huge part of the Urban Legends. They are the Urban Legends.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they were working the door.
Yeah, but they're they did. Awesome they
couple.
Did the entire yeah.
another power couple.
They did the whole grow amazing. Thing. The whole all the grow judging was them. Like we don't know about that. We know about events and just telling people where to go, like, hey, come on, come in touch with us. Like and so anyone really who comes to us with an idea. We have entertained to a quite a grand scale, and we are just continuing to try to collab, and every one of them feels like a milestone because it means we're growing and more people are aware of the seshes.
Nothing like love but a good sesh.
Yeah, no stoner, just stone alone.
Yeah,
no stoner, just stone alone. We gotta find them. We gotta find all the stoners. They're out there. I see the data.
You are data.
But now I'm not so much. I left my day job, too, to focus on High Focus Media this year in 2024. That's a big milestone.
That's a big milestone.
Yeah.
I have something to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Mrs. Wee Man teach you how to make a sandwich one day.
Me? Oh my.
You don't like her sandwiches?
Why? You don't like my sandwiches?
I love your sandwich.
You make a good sandwich.
But I'm missing things? What am I missing?
Come over for the house for a good deli sandwich. Mrs. Wee Man will make us one
day.
All
right, we'll see.
We'll have
I'm
good
down.
Sammy.
All
right. All right.
420 season.
I'm not saying she's the best sandwich maker.
I love sandwiches.
But she knows how to make it
puts
evenly.
Pressure. He puts
these. I'm a good sandwich maker, too. So we having a sandwich haul?
An even
are we?
Match sandwich.
Are we?
It should be. It could be like a category in Urban Legends.
I'm ready. All right, I'm pretty good. It's on. Sandwich time is on. We got this.
Okay.
What's coming up? What do you got? Tell us. Tell the world what you got coming up so people can find you and what you got coming up here.
We're going to be Profess Session all summer. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned for those drops.
Yep. We're trying to find places where, you know, everybody can enjoy this plant together.
Mm-hmm. Safe spaces.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And also on May 11th, we have a craft making event.
Oh,
high
nice.
Crafts with High Focus. We want to try to do different things. You know, try to be more than just, you know, partying. But you know, we get people want to party.
We can craft party.
Yeah, you get to craft party.
Yeah,
and
Shoddy
also
likes
just
craft parties.
So many good artists out here too. So many good cool people making cool weed art things.
I agree.
Bringing it all together, making it an experience. It's on May 11th.
Nice.
May 11th. There was something else.
Yeah.
And I just went through because I smoked that one too many times. Mm. Thanks, Ralph Wiley, wow. LA Beatnik.
Thanks, Ralph.
Finally, I've been smoking since high noon. And but there's something I wanted to ask, something that was coming up, and I forgot.
Hmm.
I'm stoned. Wait, let me tell you.
Have some more.
No, a little more. Maybe it'll help. It'll bring it back.
No, I'm good.
Good.
It's really good. But anything else? Coming up?
420.
420. It's next weekend, next Saturday.
Yeah, 420 weekend. It just gets bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah.
More and more things to do. More and more dispensaries doing crazy things, too. That's fun to see.
Yeah, you go to a lot of dispensary openings. It's impressive how many you all make it to.
We try.
We try.
Well, there's three of us too. It helps.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
When I was by myself, no.
But that's a big thing too that really is a kind of a niche for us because dispensaries are so local. They just need people to know they exist. And so with marketing and advertising being limited in the cannabis space, influencers are a great way to capture those people who already, like, if you follow one of us, you must really like weed. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, because why else would you want to just watch people be high?
Right.
So
I remembered.
Yeah.
I fucking remembered.
What was it?
See, the weed helped.
No. Helped. No, yeah. I listened to you for a second. You are fighting for consumption lounges.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I watch what you do. Nate, say hello. Blake, say hello. They are the Illinois freedom fighters for cannabis consumption lounges. I see your meetings. I see you. I see you. I see what you're doing. And I'm proud of you. It's not easy to fight the government. And I enjoy what you're doing. It's a pleasure to watch what you all are doing because I've always wanted to open up a consumption lounge. And we've had that talk last time about consumption lounges. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so really, the Illinois Cannabis Consumption Association is, you know, if we're gonna throw these seshes, we may as well try to like fully formalize and legalize what we're doing. It's kind of the thought, because when they legalize cannabis, they stop short of consumption, and we want to see consumption legalized in such a way that represents what's already going on. That is really the core mission, and so we have a bill that we wrote that. This year we weren't able to get up because there's a lot of connections. We're starting at the very ground. We did work with the Equity Coalition last year to be part of the omnibus bill, but, you know, that didn't go so well. And cannabis is hard to move in this state, so we're really just on the ground and figuring out what we need to advocate for. We've been really reactive. And even now we're going to have reaction because there's a potential hemp bill that could kill all of the everything in the psychoactive hemp scene, Delta 8, Delta 9, every single part of it, up to 2 milligrams or 2.5 milligrams. So it's like, you know, things like that. When it comes to consumption, we've kind of been playing defense more than offense. We were facing some JCAR rules that came out randomly that were like literally so silently. Illinois was like, hey, yeah, you can't actually dispense in lounges anymore. Okay, what? Ding, 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 ding. We made those emails. Hey, guys, if you're planning on opening a lounge, like, tell Illinois not to do this. And luckily we did, and a lot of people got to speak up and talk to Illinois, including our group. But it's all those things that you need the advocacy around. Like, what if we weren't there to see that and push it out and around? Then nobody would even be trying to reverse the decision. But in the same stroke, though, they said you could have food in the lounges, so that's awesome. So, you know, there's a lot of things that happen around consumption, and we're just trying to be the voice for the consumer. Because we deserve a place to use this plant, not just buy it and smoke it at home.
Preach.
Yes.
I forgot to mention, Carlos, I see you. You've been at those meetings. And also we're in a made gallery where we're all here consuming. Chris. Of course. Thanks,
brother.
Yeah,
we're all, I say we're
Courtney,
cutting the edge.
Toasty.
Consumption.
Mm-hmm. So I appreciate the fight that you're doing. So plug away one more time. Where can we find you?
I'm Southside Shanky. I'm on Instagram. Find me. IFO Media. We're out there.
IFO Media. And at Profesh Sesh, too, for those events.
Mm-hmm.
And I made content.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I appreciate 2 years, second time.
Yeah.
Two times.
No sing along this time.
I love it.
I know.
I love it.
We need Matt.
We missed the music.
Mr. G performed yesterday.
Oh, well, we'll listen in. We'll
two
listen
songs.
In.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you both coming on again.
Appreciate you.
Getting high. Getting me actually extra high. I've been smoking a lot today, so I appreciate you both. Hopefully see you again next year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll be here.
Ms. Weedman.
Mr. Weedman.
You got anything else?
This has been fun. It's going to be really fun to watch it back and hear it back. But thanks for 5 years. I mean, I just joined along with you for what I thought was a couple episodes, and here I am, still doing this. Mm-hmm. But thank you. It's been fun.
What a ride. Just like that subway going by. I mean, that was soothing, by the way, that subway every time I drink. Got me back into focus. It was nice. For 5 years, Mrs. Weedman.
It's good.
Our 29th year together, married, 30 years together here this year. Mm-hmm. May, 30 years. Ooh.
That's
good. Lucky guy. To fight the fight with you each and every Tuesday night when I look forward to nothing else during the week but doing the show with you. It's been an honor and a pleasure to our alls, our hills and valleys and ups and downs and what almost happened to you, and just to do this show through the battles, the fights of not our marriage, more so doing business as a couple sometimes. It's not always easy. The struggle is real for small, young business owners. And I'm 50 fucking 1 years old, and I'm looking at all you young folks here going, I still got a little bit of mo left like Rocky. You know, come through one more time like Rocky. You know, just, I didn't hear no bell ring, right? That's what Cannabis has been doing since 1937. That's and great. Even before. So you got to understand, we're in a fight to the end here. It's still not federally legal. They can come and shut this down anytime they fucking want. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand that. Until that bill gets signed and they just dangle the cheese, we're all fucked. We just keep on fighting the fight. The underground will always win. We'll always fucking survive. I've been surviving for a long motherfucking time, and I always went back to weed because that's what made me survive. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I have you all on this fucking show for a reason and sitting in this room because the fight is real. Signing bills, going to Washington, D.C., husband and wives and young dads working together, young men out there and young women fighting the fight each and every day. You need to all be proud of what you do and stop fucking being shy about that shit. They can't stop us. Just keep on going. We keep on fighting each and every day. And I'm proud of you. Thanks for being on this show. Thanks for 5 years. Thanks for 200 episodes. Wait till the 420 episode. They're going to be a fucking party. Because we're going to keep on going another 5 more years. I got a good little bit in me. So let's keep on fighting. I love you, hon.
I love you.
Thank you all out there for listening around the world. We'll keep on fighting for you too in every country, every city. We love you out there. As Paulie always says, smoke smart. Puff, puff, and away.
Puff, puff, pass. Whoop. Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Check out our cannabis lifestyle brand online at 8decades.com. Our custom smokes and accessories are perfect for your coffee table, bedroom nightstand, or kitchen counter. They're designed for you to show them off. The Canna community is also loving our hemp and cotton blend t-shirts, sweatshirts, scarves, and hats, finished off with our 8decades logo. We've got some awesome, long-lasting goods that will be your favorite for years to come. 8decades, because a ninth decade of cannabis prohibition isn't acceptable.